KTAR News Time is 5:13. And we have had calls out to several members of our congressional delegation after last night's vote in the Senate and the House. And joining us this morning is Congressman Paul Gosar, who took the bait and called in. Mm-hmm. Good morning, Congressman. Late night,
morning,
I'd imagine.
Jim.
You're not happy with what happened last night, are you?
I'm not at all, because, Jim, what we wanted to see was returning to good process, which builds good policy, which builds good politics. We lack leadership, and if nothing else, now going into $1.2 trillion in deficits this year, that's the wrong answer. That's not what people sent us back here for. And then it actually reinforces bad behavior on behalf of the Senate. We're not going to do budgets for another 2 years, and that's how you get the spending under control. There's better ways to do this, but we lack the leadership to actually principally get this stuff done. So it's a sad day when we see this type of action on the Hill.
You know, on a micro level, Dave Ramsey on our radio station, you know, who tells people how to get their lives under control, he insists that we all have to do budgets, because if you don't do a budget, he says the money controls you instead of the other way around. And that's kind of where Congress is. Put us now again. Are you bothered by the fact that the president is just going to go ahead and sign this? That the president is not really a fiscal conservative either, as it appears a good portion of the Republican Party isn't.
Well, I will agree with you, because when you're looking at $21 trillion in debt, Jim, I mean, when do we become insolvent? When do we become, a foreign country that can't buy anything? That's problematic here. And, Admiral Mullen actually said that the biggest threat we have is our debt. And so good process gets back to good policy, gets back to good politics. And once again, I've screamed about it. I am tired of what leadership comes back with. This is wrong. This is not an advantage for anybody. This is just disrespectful to the taxpayer and to America.
Two of the biggest items, Congressman, that were holding up the budget bill to begin with were DACA legislation and funding for the border wall. And now it appears neither one of them are in this deal, right?
Yeah, they're not. I mean, once again, this just kicks the can again down. There's a framework outline deal, but this goes down to March. So we're going to have another play out on March 23rd on this. So there's none of that. But, once again, I came to Congress, as well as a whole bunch of other people, asking for smaller bills, well thought out, debated bills. And DACA should be a separate bill on its own. It should not be part of the budget bill at all. It's not germane. You don't extort one aspect for another. That's problematic. And if we get back to the debate and germane bills that are single subject, I think you'll see a lot more bills. You'll see a lot more conversation and sharing with the American public. And I think you'll see a lot more things done. Once again, good process builds good policy, builds good politics.
We are talking with Congressman Paul Gosar about the budget deal that just got passed, and he's not happy about it, even though we have a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled Senate, a Republican in the White House who actually plans to sign this thing, which will not just we're not just adding money, we're adding $1 trillion to the debt in the course of less than a year. This is just mind-boggling. This is stuff that people said, oh, this will never happen, and now it's happening, and it's happening under a Republican watch. Tell me about the process that you've referred to a couple times here. How can the process change so that we don't end up with these giant horse-trading spending bills?
So what ends up happening, Jim, is you pass a budget, and then there are subsequently 12 appropriation bills that you debate, you go line item by line item. Some of them are antiquated. Some are filled with pork, and I'll pick on the military. Why people scream all the time. There's approximately 20 cents out of every dollar that you put into the military that goes to waste. Dave Ramsey says it very, very well. It's not your gross, it's your net. And so when you go line by line by line, you can get through that. You can make reforms. You can dictate where money needs to go. There are some programs that are antiquated that you axe, and you can move that money elsewhere. Then there's better ways of doing the money management and reform. And so, and when you do it that way, that was the process. The House did that this year, the first time in my 8 years in Congress. The Senate did not. They did not pass one appropriation bill. And so what we do is we allow them to go past go, collect $200, and pass monstrosities like this. So that's what you want to do. You agree to the framework, and then you start working backwards. We're actually in this bill giving more money to the military than they even requested.
Wow.
And that's once again, I want a strong military, but I don't want to bankrupt my country for it. There's a lot better ways to give them flexibility, to give them oversight, and put reforms into place, because this is totally disrespectful to what the American people sent us here for, because they do it on a daily basis in their daily lives, Jim.
Yeah, they do. Well, we try to anyway. All right. Thank you very much, Congressman Paul Gosar.